Hello.
Hello, this is Jasmine with Eagle Massage returning a call.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, my name is Georgia Williams. I'm calling for my son, Daniel Williams. They took another payment out of his account the other day, the first, and the stuff was supposed to have been here 2 weeks ago, or longer than that now. They said they had to get it together because it was supposed to have been sent out in 2 days, and that was last month when I called. But his account number is 347-868-2001.
Okay.
And it's a Ghostbuster car.
Okay. Now, we have to, in order for me to be able to speak to you, I would need to speak to him first. You need to verify his information and that it's okay.
They've been talking to me the whole time and nobody ever asked me, but hang on.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I just have to verify that it's okay to speak to you.
His check and everything. Daniel. You got to come and tell this lady that I can talk to her. But, DeMoss, you got to come and tell this lady I can talk to her because they have to ask.
What?
Just come in and tell this lady you got to talk to her so I can talk to her.
Hello? Yes, I just need to verify the name and address on the account and that it's okay to talk to your mom about your account.
Yeah, Daniel Williams and 718 Sunset Avenue. She handles all my money affairs. She's
okay.
My payee. You can talk to her.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay,
sorry,
so let's...
When he gets on the computer, he gets kind of upset if he gets bothered with.
Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so it looks like here, the last shipment that went out. Let's see here. Let me take a look.
Well, he hasn't got any shipments in quite a while. Number 13 was on the hold because they were having to get more of them. Then he got, I think, 17, 18, something like that, three of them, but they're still missing some. He can't even do anything without number 13. And they told me it was in the office, you know, in the thing ready to, the last time I talked to him last month, it was in the place ready to go out, and it would be out in 2 days. They were leaving in 2 days, and they finally told him, you know, it was leaving, but... We've never got anything.
Okay, well, just 1 second, and I'll pull up the ledger, and I'll see.
All right.
Because we have been delayed in processing shipments as far as getting them pulled up because of...
I know, this pandemic's driving everybody crazy.
Yes, with the... as far as the carrier picking up, they've been delayed. And they were very, very severely delayed last month. Okay, so it looks like here that he wasn't charged twice from what I'm seeing unless there was a special that went out. It looks like here that on 128 shipment number 6 for the Ghostbusters account, that shipment was just, it looks like here that it was just finalized on the 28th. So, after you called on the 28th, they, issued the tracking information. So what they do is when the shipment first goes out, they send an authorization request and then they finalize that charge once, the tracking is attached. So if it's very, very delayed, like as far as them picking up the order, then pretty much it's going to show back up on the account once they finalize that authorization. Sometimes it can disappear after 3 days. If it's not finalized by then, it'll just basically sit as pending on the account until they finalize the charge, and then it'll show back up. So it looks like the tracking on that one, the estimated delivery is going to be Saturday, February 13th. So that shipment is
Thanksgiving. I mean, before,
on the way.
Everybody gets hearts of candy.
Yes. When
I got a sinus problem. I got allergy problems in my head. It's cold here, and I stick my head out the back door, you know, taking some trash out and getting the mail and stuff. And when I hit that daggone cold, my head, my nose starts running like a damn water faucet and sneezing all over everywhere.
Yes,
my doctor
ma'am.
Says it's just allergies. I'm allergic to pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I love a pine tree. But I lived out in California for 12 years with my ex-husband when he was in the military before I got brave and left him. And I cried to see a pine tree because I got sick of palm trees.
Yes.
So I got in a damn truck one day and I says, I'm going home to hell with California. And I'm glad I left because when I left in 1996, 3 days after I got here in Tarboro, the town that I lived in had mudslides, and it wound up with all the caskets because they're down out in California in that cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mountains, you know, hills, and they just dig in the hills.
Oh, wow.
And people woke up that morning with water all over everywhere and caskets sitting all over the porches. I'm glad I wasn't there.
Oh, wow. So you got out of there just in time.
I only live 3 blocks from the daggone cemetery. Man woke up and had the man that would live next door to me had 9 caskets on his porch in the front yard.
Oh, my gosh. Oh yeah, I would have.
And they never found out who they all were, so they just put them back in holes.
Oh, wow. That would have done it for me.
And the one thing that I want out there when they found them was because one of the caskets, it was a lady in it that had been dead for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But when the casket come out, it had a Mexican, a dead Mexican that was in his clothes on the top of it. And he had that black stuff that you get.
Mm-hmm.
That was going around then.
Tuberculosis? Or what? I'm not sure what it would be.
It's something like what's going on now, but they called it black something.
Hmm.
But he had, they checked him out, and he had that.
Hmm.
So I'm glad I wasn't there. Because all that mess that he had was, you know, on his body and stuff was in the water that was running around out there, and I didn't want to be there. And I'm daggone glad I won't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have hated to have seen that.
Yes.
So it looks like on the next shipment, the authorization was sent on the 5th. So the shipment's at the warehouse right now, and it'll be...
That it was the last time, but it never got here.
Okay, so, yes. So, again, the carrier is backed up right now as far as shipments go out.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
it's so... around here, sometimes we get mail three or four or 5 days later than what we're supposed to get.
Yeah, so that's the reason why. The other shipment that was that you called about last month, that is en route, should be delivered 13th. The latest shipment just went out on the 5th because that's when it was due. So that one is at the warehouse. It'll be picked up right now. They only have a 10-day hold on pickups for this month. So that should be picked up in a few days. So that's where those, like, I guess the authorizations came so close together. And I'll just check on the...
Well,
other one.
The way my son is now, maybe I can tell you what's going on. My son is 33 years old. He's a diabetic, and he's bipolar. And believe me, in 33 years, I have earned all these gray hairs I got and have lost quite a few of them. But I've lived this 73 years old so far. I'll be 74 in August, and my doctor tells me that I'm in good health, except I have allergies, and my blood pressure's up a little bit, but it's under control now. The only thing I got that I don't like is I got a pinched sciatic nerve, and it's driving me crazy with this cold weather. Mm-hmm. It hurts. Anyway, you take care of yourself, Shug.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure that there was a special that was due to go out. That's actually due to go out on the 19th of February. They sent an email about it for the proton packs and the ghost trap. So that will go out on the 19th. If he doesn't want that shipment, then it can be skipped. Just let us know.
Well, what he's been doing is when he first started getting them, he got all of them at 13, and he's put all he could together. Mm-hmm. And by him being bipolar, you know, he gets upset when stuff don't go his way. Mm-hmm. All of them do that, though. Anyway, you take care of yourself and
you
have
well.
A nice... Mm-hmm.
You have a great rest. You as well. And thank you for calling me, Kamas. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.